One thing with this cemetery, this is on the old Ramsey farm. And Captain John Ramsey married Isabella Paxton. So his father-in-law was Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Paxton, and he is considered the first permanent white settler in this area, where they came in 1795. He got 1,000 acres here where he homesteaded, and he brought up his sons-in-laws to tame this area. And after a year of getting the log cabins built, then they brought all the women and children from south of Maysville, where they were living at the time, here to settle the area. So there is so much history on Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Paxton, that he dined with George Washington at Valley Forge in 1777 during the American Revolutionary War. He also was the advance guard of the Battle of Fallen Timbers. And that is how he found this area. After that, his service was completed, he was walking down the Little Miami River to go back home to Kentucky. And when he went and spotted the site where the O'Bannon Creek flowed into the Little Miami River, he says, "I'm coming back here to stake my claim because it's so beautiful," which he did. So then also for the people in the area, you know that there's Paxton Avenue, Paxton Roads. The whole town was based on the Paxton family and the offshoots of the people intermarrying. And they really are the ones that formed this area here, including the Loveland General Store, because he married a Paxton. And so that's how the name was eventually switched, because it was called Paxton. And then it was switched to Loveland because James Loveland was the postmaster. And they said, drop it off at Loveland. And after years, it just stuck that this area was called Loveland. But he was also a relative.
What's your connection to the people that are buried here?
My sixth through my third great grandparents are buried here. So my sixth great grandfather is Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Paxton. And then Captain John Ramsey married into the family, Isabella Paxton. And I come down through that line.